Now, poor body image is a prominent issue across Australia, but a greater awareness of how it affects us and our negative body image has spread on social media. While the body positivity movement has helped many, a new concept, body neutrality, focusing on being at peace with your body, may be better yet. The concept works to remove the focus on your appearance and lessen the pressure to love your body all of the time. And to discuss, I've got psychologist Rachel Cohen on the line. Rachel, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So let's start with poor body image. How can that affect an individual's confidence, health and self-esteem?
Yeah, so the way we feel about our bodies, whether that's in a positive or negative way, can have a really big impact on our overall confidence and self-esteem. So we know that poor body image, where we feel dissatisfied or unhappy with our bodies, is related to a host of negative psychological issues like depression, anxiety and eating disorders. We also know from the research that those who have a lower body, you know, poorer body image, are actually less likely to engage in health behaviours like exercise and eating well. So sometimes people think that, you know, the more dissatisfied I am, the more motivated I will be to get in better shape. But actually, it's the opposite. The more positive you feel about your body, the more you want to nurture it and take care of it. That's the relationship.
Right. And so there's obviously room for improvement with the body positivity movement. This new concept of body neutrality may be a better approach. Can you describe what this new concept is all about?
Yeah. So basically, the body positive movement is really this movement to kind of to celebrate accepting your body as it is and loving your body, despite how it may look compared to what, you know, more restrictive media images might define the ideal body as. Mm. And a big criticism of this movement has been that it's introduced a new pressure for women to love their bodies. So people are saying, you know, I've been taught to hate my body, now you're telling me to love my body, can't I just be at peace with my body? And
yep.
So I guess that's in that way, that's what the body neutrality movement is.
Mm.
And I think that this is a wonderful ideal target. But I don't know how realistic this is in our society. So if we did, you know, my dream is to live in a world where our bodies are just another feature of our existence, like any other personality trait or physical attribute. But unfortunately, we don't currently live in that world, especially as women. We're still bombarded by these unrealistic and unattainable images of women's bodies in media and social media, even more so. And so there still is this place for the body positive movement to kind of counteract some of these images. So, you know, if we just kind of go straight to body neutrality, I don't know if that is so realistic for most women who have basically been indoctrinated from a very young age to hate their bodies. And so to go from that to just being neutral about it is quite difficult. Not a bad thing, it'd be wonderful, but I don't know if that's the easiest thing. So I think the body positive movement, we need it to kind of depict and represent these more normal and diverse body types that we won't otherwise see. And to promote this acceptance of our bodies, it doesn't mean we have to love our body, but to become more comfortable in our body, to accept it, even though there may be, in inverted commas, flaws, or what we've been taught to see as flaws, and to nurture and nourish and enjoy our body.
I mean,
what they can do.
Yeah, that makes sense. Rising above the whole body positivity movement, that's the next step. I can see how that's a transition to kind of derailing everything we know about bodies and that's been promoted in the media. So yeah, that does make sense as the next kind of step. But I understand how that may, neutrality may contradict what's out there currently and what a lot of people are seeing. So what's your best tip for having a good relationship with your body then, overall?
Yeah. So I guess focusing on what your body can do, not just how it looks, you know, asking yourself on a daily basis what aspects of your body you're grateful for, you know, whether it's your legs that let you walk or, you know, your, you know, tongue that lets you taste delicious food, but really starting to kind of actually be in our bodies rather than just seeing ourselves from this outside perspective of just how we come across to the world and to others.
Mm.
Another tip would be to avoid comparing yourself with others. So really trying to catch yourself whenever we naturally do compare ourselves, but trying to catch yourself and then just bringing your attention back to attributes in yourself that you're proud of, whether those are physical attributes or even just personality attributes, you know, your sense of humor, your intelligence, your compassion. Realizing that we are more than just our bodies. Another tip would be to be really mindful of social media consumption. So this is where a lot of my research has been, and we are finding that the way you use social media can really impact your body image. So to stop following accounts of people that make you feel bad about yourself and follow accounts that make you feel good. It's really that simple, but it's a critical step you need to take rather than just letting your social media feed dictate how you're going to feel about yourself. You can curate that to take more agency back in how you do feel and go about your day in that way.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, go on, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Oh, no, it's funny how we're talking about functionality of bodies as if that's this elusive concept that we just haven't thought about, you know, and it's really, that's what the body is, and we should be valuing that above anything else.
Exactly.
So it is important to remind ourselves about that. And I guess on a subconscious level, you don't want to be seeing, if you're seeing these photos of models every day, that's obviously going to affect your psyche. That all sounds fantastic. Rachel, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks.